Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Are you ready to get into some serious history today?
Always.
Awesome. All right, so today we're cracking open the Book of Genesis
Oh, wow.
to explore the genealogy of Adam. It's essentially like a who's who of ancient times, a family tree that stretches across generations.
It is. Yeah, it's quite the family tree.
Now, you might think a list of names. How exciting could that be?
Right.
But trust me, this is not just some dusty scroll of so-and-so begat so-and-so. This is a treasure map
It is.
leading us to lost civilizations, power struggles, and the origins of names that we still use today.
Absolutely. The names in Genesis are really quite fascinating.
All right, you've got me intrigued. Where do we even begin with a family tree this massive?
But we start at the root. We start with Adam's grandsons, Japheth, Ham, and Shem.
Okay.
And they represent the three main branches of this sprawling family, each one kind of spreading out across the ancient world.
Okay, so it's like we're standing at a fork in the road with each path leading us to a different corner of history.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
What can you tell us about these three branches?
Well, let's start with the Japheth. His descendants are linked to some really fascinating groups. We're talking Sumerians, Medes, and even the ancient Greeks.
Whoa, hold on. Really?
Yeah.
Javan, one of Japheth's sons, is linked to the Greeks? I had no idea.
He is. Yeah, stemming from names like Gomer Magog and Madai.
What kind of connections are we talking about here?
Well, Javan is thought to be the Hebrew word for Ionia,
Okay.
which is a region in ancient Greece. This suggests that there could have been some cultural exchange, trade routes, maybe even migration between these groups.
Wow, so suddenly this list of names feels a lot more dynamic. It's
Yeah.
like we're seeing the seeds of globalization being planted.
Exactly. And it's not just peaceful exchanges either. Ham's line brings us to Cush and his son Nimrod,
Okay.
who's described as being mighty upon the earth.
Right.
He was a builder of cities, including the legendary Babel.
Okay, for those of us who maybe slept through Sunday school, can you remind us who Nimrod was and why he's so important?
Right. Nimrod is considered like the archetype of a powerful king, a symbol of the rise of early empires
Okay.
and the ambition to leave a lasting mark on the world.
So we're seeing the emergence of not just people, but entire civilizations and power structures all branching out from this genealogy.
Absolutely.
What about Shem? What path does his branch lead us down?
Well, Shem is considered the ancestor of both the Israelites and the Arabs, two groups whose history is intertwined in complex and fascinating ways.
Yeah, it's incredible to think that events from thousands of years ago traced through this genealogy still ripple through our world today. This isn't just ancient history, it's the foundation of so much that is familiar to us now.
I agree. And that brings us to another fascinating figure in Shem's lineage, Eber.
Eber, wait a minute, is that where we get the word Hebrew from?
You got it.
Oh.
We're looking at the linguistic and cultural roots of the ancient Israelites, a direct link from a name on this list to a language and culture that has shaped world history. And then we have Peleg, during whose time the earth was divided. Now, this is where things get really interesting.
Hold on, what kind of division are we talking about here? Continents drifting apart? A massive family feud? Tell me more.
Well, there's a few different theories. Some scholars believe it refers to the Tower of Babel incident,
Okay.
where language was scattered and people were dispersed,
Yeah.
leading to distinct language families.
Right. It's not just people being divided geographically, it's communication itself becoming fragmented.
Right,
That's a
exactly.
powerful image.
And then there are those who connect it to geological events, possibly the separation of land masses. Imagine the ancient people witnessing such dramatic shifts in their world,
Wow.
trying to make sense of it all.
It's amazing how this one line in the genealogy can open up so many possibilities. It's like we're piecing together clues from a forgotten world.
Yes.
Okay, so we journeyed through Japheth, Ham, and Shem, each with their own incredible stories. Where does the lineage lead us next?
Well, tracing Shem's line a bit further brings us to a truly pivotal figure, Abraham.
Okay.
He's considered a patriarch in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. His legacy branches out, touching billions of people across millennia.
Talk about a ripple effect. Abraham's lineage is like a massive river delta splitting into different streams that flow through history.
Yeah, it is. It is.
What can you tell us about these branches?
Well, his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, represent two distinct paths.
Okay.
Isaac's descendants become the Israelites,
Right.
while Ishmael's are considered the ancestors of the Arab people. So we're seeing the foundation of distinct cultural and religious identities emerging right before our eyes.
It's incredible how this one man, Abraham, becomes such a pivotal figure, his descendants shaping the course of history. But for this deep dive, we're going to focus on a lesser-known branch of Abraham's family tree.
Right.
Uh-oh.
We're going to delve into the lineage of Esau, Isaac's son.
Okay.
He's often overshadowed by his brother Jacob, but his story is just as crucial to understanding the history and politics of the region.
Okay, so we're taking a detour off the main road. Venturing into uncharted territory, I'm already hooked. Who was this Esau, and what makes his lineage so important?
Well, Esau, also known as Edom, was a complex figure.
Okay.
And his descendants formed the Kingdom of Edom, which played a significant role in the biblical narrative.
Okay.
Sometimes clashing with them, sometimes cooperating with their Israelite neighbors.
Oh, so it's like that sibling rivalry between Jacob and Esau played out on a grand scale with entire kingdoms jostling for power.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What can you tell us about Edom and its place in this ancient landscape?
Well, Edom was south of the Dead Sea, a mountainous region known for its rugged terrain and its skilled metalworkers.
Okay.
So think of them as the tough guys of the ancient world, forging their own path in a challenging environment.
So not exactly the gentle farmers we usually picture when we think about biblical times.
Right.
What was their relationship with the Israelites like? Did they ever get along?
Well, it was complicated.
I bet.
A constantly shifting mix of alliances and rivalries. Sometimes they traded peacefully, other times they clashed over resources or territory.
Yeah. Wow, I can already sense some epic historical drama brewing here.
Yeah.
What about these kings and dukes listed as Esau's descendants?
Yes.
Do we actually know anything about them, or are they just names on a dusty scroll?
Oh, there were far more than just names.
Yeah.
We actually have a list of kings who ruled in Edom before the Israelites even had a monarchy.
Wow.
So this suggests that Edom was a well-established political force in the region. They weren't just nomadic tribes wandering the desert.
Right.
They had a structured society with kings and dukes.
Okay, what exactly did a duke do back then? Were they like mini kings ruling smaller territories?
Well, that's a great question. The term duke probably referred to tribal leaders or chieftains who held sway within certain clans or regions. They likely had a say in the governance of Edom.
Okay.
Maybe advising the kings or forming councils.
So we're seeing layers of power and authority here, a glimpse into how these ancient societies organized themselves.
Mm.
It's incredible how much information we can glean from this seemingly simple genealogical list.
And we've only just begun to scratch the surface. There are so many stories waiting to be unearthed, each name a portal to a different piece of the past.
Ooh, I like that. A portal to a different piece of the past.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hooked. Kings, dukes, power struggles. It's like a real-life Game of Thrones ancient edition. But before we get lost in all the drama, could you remind me why this matters today? Why should we care about these long-gone rulers of a kingdom most people haven't even heard of?
That's the thing about history. You know, it's more than just names and dates.
Right.
It's about understanding the human story.
Okay.
The struggles and the triumphs that echo through time. These Edomite kings, they weren't just figures on a dusty scroll. They were living, breathing people who built a society in a challenging environment.
Yeah, it's easy to think of ancient history as well. Ancient,
oh, right.
But you're right. These were real people making choices that shaped their world. Their stories could give us a whole new perspective on those times.
Exactly. And their story specifically is fascinating because it's interwoven with the rise of Western civilization. This genealogy isn't just a family tree. It's a roadmap to understanding the origins of so much that's familiar to us today.
So tracing Adam's lineage is like unearthing layers of history, culture, and the human experience.
Yeah.
It's like an archaeological dig, but instead of pottery shards, we're finding stories.
Powerful stories.
Powerful stories, right?
And those stories are surprisingly relevant today.
Okay.
They help us understand the roots of cultural and religious traditions, the complexities of identity and belonging, and even the long-lasting impacts of ancient conflicts. It's all connected.
Mind-blowing, right? Yeah. These names from thousands of years ago are linked to the world we live in now. It makes you realize how interconnected history really is.
It is, and it's not just about looking back.
Right.
Understanding the past can help us navigate the present.
Okay.
And even shape our future.
Tough.
It's like having a compass to guide us through complex issues and decisions.
I love that analogy. It's like this genealogical journey isn't just a history lesson. It's a guidebook for life. Okay, we've been focusing on Esau's descendants, but what about the bigger picture? We talked about Abraham's other son, Isaac, and his descendants, the Israelites. How did they interact with the Edomites?
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
The relationship between the Israelites and the Edomites was a roller coaster.
Really?
Sometimes they were trading partners, exchanging goods and ideas. Other times there were fierce rivals battling over land or resources.
So this family tree isn't just a straight line, it's a tangled web of alliances and conflicts that played out over centuries.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if that ancient sibling rivalry between Jacob and Esau had anything to do with it.
Right, it makes you wonder.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can almost see echoes of that family dynamic in the way their descendants interacted. It highlights how deeply personal stories can influence the course of history. Each name on this list represents a complex tapestry of relationships, ambitions, and decisions.
You've obviously spent a lot of time researching the Edomites.
I have.
What's captivated you the most about them? What makes their story stand out?
What's amazing is their resilience. They were a small kingdom in a challenging environment, but they thrived for centuries. They were known for their training skills, their military strength, and their unique culture. They weren't just surviving, they were forging their own destiny.
But their kingdom eventually disappeared.
It did.
What happened? What can we learn from their rise and fall?
Like all civilizations, they faced internal and external pressures.
Okay.
Eventually, they were absorbed into the Nabataean kingdom. Their culture and identity slowly faded. A reminder that even the mightiest societies are vulnerable to the forces of history.
It's a sobering thought, isn't it? Even a kingdom as tough and resourceful as Edom couldn't stand the test of time.
It highlights the importance of adaptability, of being able to change with the times. The Edomites teach us that staying rigid can lead to decline, while embracing new ideas and approaches can offer a path to survival.
That's a powerful lesson, especially in today's ever-changing world. We often think of history as a linear progression, but the Edomites show us that it's more cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
Empires rise, fall, and are often absorbed into something new.
Precisely. And that's why it's so crucial to study these ancient civilizations. They offer valuable insights into human behavior, the challenges we face, and the choices that shape our collective destiny.
We've only dipped our toes into this topic, and I already feel like there's a whole ocean of knowledge to explore. It makes me want to go on my own deep dive.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning. I encourage you to explore the biblical accounts, dig into archaeological findings, and piece together the fascinating story of the Edomites for yourself.
It's like we've opened a door to a hidden chamber of history, and now it's up to each of us to explore its mysteries.
Exactly. What's so captivating about exploring genealogy is that it's like holding a mirror to ourselves. By understanding the past, we gain insights into our present and future.
So true. We've explored the lineage of Adam, focusing on Esau and the Edomites. But this journey has also been about understanding ourselves, our own stories, and our place in the grand scheme of things.
And that brings it to the heart of this deep dive. We've seen how names and lineages played a crucial role in defining identity and power in ancient times. It makes you wonder, how do those concepts resonate today?
Right. It's like looking back at our ancestors allows us to ask some profound questions about who we are, where we come from, and what truly matters. It's remarkable how this deep dive into ancient genealogy has us pondering such personal questions. Do you think the stories of our ancestors still have the power to shape our choices and our values today?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Our family histories are filled with stories of resilience, migration, love, loss, and everything in between.
Right.
And those narratives passed down through generations become part of our collective memory, shaping our worldview, even if we don't realize it.
It's like we inherit not just physical traits, but also like a whole library of stories that inform who we are.
It is. It is.
Do you think that's why so many people are interested in genealogy today? Is it a way of connecting with those stories, connecting with our roots?
I think you're onto something.
Uh-huh.
In a world that's, you know, increasingly fast-paced and globalized, I think there's a yearning for connection.
Yeah.
A sense of belonging. And tracing our family trees can ground us, remind us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, it's like we're all characters in this epic, ongoing saga, and understanding our ancestors' journeys helps us understand our own.
Exactly. Well, and it's not just about, you know, discovering famous ancestors or royal bloodlines.
Right.
It's about the everyday stories of ordinary people who faced challenges, made choices, and ultimately shaped the world we live in today.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the descendants of Adam, it feels like we've uncovered more than just historical facts. We've stumbled upon a profound truth about the human experience.
What's that?
That we're all connected across cultures, across continents, across millennia.
Mm-hmm.
We're all part of this intricate web of stories, each thread weaving into the next, ultimately leading back to those early chapters in the book of Genesis.
Beautifully put. We may have focused on Esau and the Edomites, but this exploration has been about so much more. It's been about recognizing the echoes of the past, in our present.
Yeah.
And the potential for those echoes to guide us toward a more meaningful future.
So to all our listeners out there, I encourage you to take your own deep dive into your personal history.
Yes.
Explore the stories that have shaped your family, the names and places that hold special meaning. You never know what hidden treasures you might find.
And remember, exploring your genealogy isn't just about looking back.
Right.
It's about understanding who you are in the grand tapestry of humanity. It's about finding your place in this ongoing saga and adding your own chapter to the story. Happy exploring.